takes
and you count
specific
heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up 3 inches. One
minute. Raise 10-0.
Welcome to the Wags Imaginary Radio Show, a program that combines conversation with music, humor, discussing why you walk into a room, then forget what you went in there for, and the life and experiences of four struggling musicians.
The Imaginary Radio Show will start right after this song.
Five-word game?
Five-word game.
Sherry's Exercise five-word game.
It should have a name, though.
I know. It's Sherry's Exercise. That's what I called it before.
Well,
this is week two of Sherry's Exercise.
Do you want a five-word game? Do you want to have a real name? Or should Sherry come up with a real name for it?
Sherry can come up with a real name for it.
What would you want to call this game, Sherry? Because we like
Sherry's
it.
Sherry's five-word exercise.
Yeah. Sherry's what?
Five-word exercise.
All right.
Dr. McGee's five-word exercise.
Dr. McGee's five-finger exercise. Yeah.
I already had Dr. McGee's five-finger exercise.
Can we?
I don't want to play again. Five. Trust me. It's not a lot of fun. Cha-ching. That's what he said when he was done. Cha-ching.
Five. Wordplay five.
Wordplay five.
Oh, wordplay five.
Alright.
Okay.
I want to put a spin on it this week.
Okay.
We all picked five words.
Okay. Five words that are related to our week.
Did they have to relate to our week?
Well, no, but I just thought next week they have to relate to our week.
Well, the reason why I did that, because it would get you talking about something.
They get you talking about week. Exactly. Personal, and I think she's right.
But you don't have
and
to.
And you didn't do it.
No, my words relate to nothing.
I know. But I felt like my words relate to this week. I just thought about
it. Mine kind of do.
Okay, good. So then that's good. One person followed the rules.
One out of four. That's not bad.
Okay.
Well, that's kind of bad, but... Anyway, my spin on it would be, I'd like to trade my words.
Oh, now you want to trade them?
Yes.
No, you have to tell the story about the words.
No, I want to trade them now. I want you to tell the story about my words.
What?
Okay.
That's a different game.
No, it's not. It's the five-word game. It just... They're not your words.
But you're not going to...
Why is it different?
Are you going to try to guess my story?
No.
All right, well, let's just play with us two then.
Well, no.
You guys are thinking two different things. He thinks that...
No, I think...
There? He thinks that you want him to tell you what these words are to you.
Yes.
No.
What he wants is the game that we played last week... You use those words.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
story.
No, but you have to introduce in the story.
The game starts,
but before the story.
You explain your words.
Yeah, what she's
sure.
Sherry's
okay.
saying. You explain all your words and then you shift. You're shifting
then
now.
Shift.
So I'm looking at, okay, I'll read your first word, chateau. Why did I think of chateau this week? I don't know.
Because it wasn't
your next.
Word.
What's your word?
Explain your
words. So you explain your words and then we shift.
Oh, no.
Yeah, do it.
I forgot this part of the game.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Oh, wait,
you
so
thought
you
were
want to shift
something?
Now?
Well, no, like, I don't really have any personal attachment.
You just picked words? That's the whole part, the first part of the game. You suck at this game. You suck at this game.
I picked interesting words.
Okay, well, you better make them, you better be fast on you. But
say why you think they're interesting, then.
Yeah. Why don't you start?
Something personal.
Why don't you start this week? You start this week. Brian, go. Your
right.
first word.
Chateau.
Okay.
I thought it would be a unique... place to speak about in our story tonight.
Chateaubriand.
I thought it would be unique because how often do any of us go to a chateau?
Never.
Or talk about chateaus.
All right. So kind
of okay. So now it's your turn.
Belt.
Okay. Story behind belt.
I've had to start wearing a belt at work because my pants and my shorts are falling down, and I'm having to wear a radio, so my pants are falling down even worse. So. I'm wearing my belt, and today I was on the pony track for all of about 10 minutes, and Shrek the pony decided that he wanted to eat my belt. So after wiping his nose on my jeans, he started to chew on my belt, and I thought it was really cute.
Right, so Alicia has belt.
Bri.
Me? I have lemonade.
Lemonade.
I passed a lemonade stand.
Did you pay 5 cents to a kid?
No. I threw my empty Snapple bottle out.
No.
Did you pass it on the way here?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact. Did you pass it?
I did.
Did you stop?
No. And you know what? They were actually selling iced tea.
It was iced tea.
Which is my drink.
You should have stopped.
I would have if it wasn't on a dangerous street.
Yeah, I know. They really should have.
What's
well, right. It's, no, it was right on whatever. Oh, well, God forbid. Don't name the street.
What? Oh,
he bleeped it out.
Bleep!
It's on a main drag,
right.
But the problem is, like, that's where you get business. The problem is, like,
right.
Setting up a lemonade stand on Route 17.
Right.
It's gonna be a problem.
That's a little
people,
rough.
You know, veering off to the side to get your 5 cent lemonade.
And as I passed them, and I saw iced tea, and I got to the stop sign, I'm like, you know what? I'm kind of getting home early, and I saw them. I would like to give them the business, and... Maybe even, you know, give them a couple extra bucks or whatever, like, because it was a couple kids there. But it was such a dangerous place. And where do you park there? You can't park on that road.
They didn't have parking. That was my biggest problem. You know, I mean, this is a failure. You have no parking.
Do they have car service? Do they go up to your window? Like, you know.
How much were they charging?
I don't know. I think it was a buck, but.
Inflation. Jeez.
Holy.
But I gotta, but like, how do you even do the transaction on a busy road? Like, I'm gonna cause an accident. I'm gonna get hit by, you know, a car.
I know, and they were waving that sign like they were in the middle of the street. That's crazy. Like a high school car wash.
Well,
come on!
That's what I thought it was, a car wash.
That's what I'm wondering. Like,
there were parents there.
There were?
But were they young kids or were they like teenagers?
9, 10?
Yeah, no, they were young, young.
All right, let's hear Sherry's words.
Got you.
My first one was bass speaker. I think you saw that in the email. But this guy every day just comes past our store. No respect. And just boom, 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 boom. It's just, and it rattles the windows. And everyone's just like,
You thought that one. You'd think that would have left. Like, I thought that went away.
Like in the 90s?
Yeah.
And then, like, and then he parks, and then and just in time before he's pulling out, cranks it up, like, all over again.
Was
it
like,
why? Does he come into your shop?
No, no, he just parks. He must go somewhere next door, maybe to the hobby shop or
you know,
something.
Somebody should, like, when they hear it, see who it is, follow him in and say, thank God you had it up that loud, because that is my favorite song.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right, and then it would be the opposite effect, and he'd turn it off.
Yeah, maybe he, you know, appreciate the sarcasm.
Do people like it that loud?
No, it's like a
status kind of thing.
Yeah, it's either like a, yeah, it's like a status thing, or like when we were teenagers, that was the big thing. I mean, not for me, but my friend was a Guido, and he had, like, you know, the whole trunk. Like, you know, oh, I can't, you know, we got four people going to the movies and well, I can't drive. Why? Because my speakers are in the back seat. You don't understand. I have a two-seater now. And it was just, there wasn't a tweeter to be found. It's just woofer central. And then that was it. And it was, all right, whatever. And I just.
That's annoying.
Well,
what's your word, Brian?
My next word is, since I didn't follow the rules of the game, is Neptune.
Wow. Wow, you were thinking of Neptune this week?
Yes, but actually, I was.
Okay. And
this one does, of all my words, this one does have a relation. Because I watched this special on the planets in our solar system.
Again, with the space special.
Yeah, didn't we talk about this last week?
Did I tell you? No, I didn't tell you about this one. No, this is good.
Okay.
This is a good story about Neptune. This particular documentary, I don't know what it's called, whatever, the universe, something. But they were talking about how the planets formed and everything like that. And they were talking about why some of them, some space bodies have pock marks on them. Like, why is the moon pocked and why is Mercury pocked and stuff? And they said they believe it's because of Neptune. Actually, it's not really Neptune's fault, but Neptune was part of the whole thing. There were two planets. Forgive me, I can't remember what they are, but it's like Mercury and the one next closest to it, whatever. They're going around in the... Why are you laughing?
This leads me to my next question.
All right, hold on. Anyway,
go ahead.
So these things they go around in are called orbits.
Which actually was my second word, but I crossed it off because I was thinking you guys would say, oh, that's not a noun or whatever.
It is an orbit.
Well,
orbit's a noun.
It's also a verb.
It's also a verb. It's chewing gum.
Right. Anyway, two planets. Wow.
Wow.
It's a long story. Come on, I'm trying to make it short here.
Me.
Two planets orbiting close together.
Sounds sexy.
Knocked Neptune out of the park. Neptune then floated away or whatever through a big asteroid belt. And on its way, it hit these asteroids. And it sent the asteroids bang, 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 like all over the place.
Oh, geez.
Disrupted the whole universe. All these asteroids hit all the planets.
Well,
they think that maybe that's what caused life on Earth, like that the one of these asteroids or meteors
that
or whatever.
That was carrying water.
Carrot was carrying water and it hit the planet Earth and then poof, we're all here. But I just thought that was interesting that Neptune was in a different orbit and it went through this big asteroid belt and just caused this chain reaction that maybe actually started life, and then it got hooked into its current orbit, and that's it. That's Neptune. So there was a story behind Neptune on my list.
That's good.
All right. The other one's now.
All right. What's your next word?
My next word is bite.
B-I-T-E, bite.
Yep, bite.
Okay.
Because I got bitten so many times today at work. Yes, everything is about work. One of the lorikeets, Perry, I call him Perry the Randy Lorkey because he tries to have sex with my hand every time I go into the enclosure, which he did again today.
Oh my God.
He bit me in lots of places, including, look at that. Doesn't look like much, but it hurt, let me tell you. It was very hard not to curse.
Jeez.
But he bit me on the face, right here. Thank God it wasn't, like, really hard because they have really strong, really sharp beaks. I got bitten by him a lot, and a couple of the ponies tried to bite me. That was it. I get bitten.
Very biteable.
Yeah, I get bitten all the time at work, but it's okay.
My next word is Harper Valley PTA.
That's also another word, but okay.
That's a noun.
That is a
phrase. That is a noun. The Harper Valley PTA is the Harper Valley PTA. That is a noun.
PTA is a noun. Harper Valley is an adjective.
Well, no, but it's the Harper Valley PTA, so it's a noun.
Picking nits.
I know.
Which is what exactly?
My next word is Harper Valley PTA.
That was a TV show.
That was not only, and I was thinking about it this week, is not only was it a fantastic TV show.
Really?
It's one of the best songs ever written. Now, what are the odds of that?
I think that it's not true.
Are you faking this, or?
Yes, I'm faking it, Brian.
Thank God.
Okay.
Wasn't that funny? I didn't think it was that funny. I just thought
I'd
bring
it. What's the basis of that show?
I don't know. Barbara Eden was.
I think it was like the song Housewives of the 80s.
The song was like about the woman. I forget who sang the song. Some country woman.
Yeah.
And she wore a skirt too high, and the PTA was all up in arms about it. So she walked in, and she was a real. She's like, oh yeah, well you're sleeping with this one, and you drink, and you do this, and it was like one of those story songs. And then they turned it into a hit smash TV series starring Audrey Regine.
Wow.
There you go.
How was it?
Harper Valley PTA.
Okay.
It wasn't like Valley Girl type thing, no.
No,
she was just like Barbara Eden. She had her, boobs hanging out, and, she was the...
So that doesn't really relate to your week, then.
No, it doesn't. I was thinking about it this
week. That's like Chateau.
No, I was just saying, what TV show, and it's probably the only TV show and song that were, great.
Well, that's good. You can...
Is that supposed to be funny again?
No.
Yeah, but you can say stuff like
funny,
that.
It wasn't funny the first time. I think it's going
to
be funny the second time.
It relates to him. It doesn't have to be from the week, but... my next word relates to my first one, which was sawed-off shotgun, because I would love to have had one of those.
When the bass died so high?
Yeah. So I was just...
Is it okay if I move my chair, Brian?
Where are your sawed-off shotguns when you need them?
Brian, your next word.
My next word is chocolate.
Okay.
And what I have to make up a story that... Because
like
I didn't have a... I do like...
those are your words. Neptune. I like Neptune. Toast. I like toast.
I do
chocolate.
Like toast.
I like chocolate. To chocolate. I like toe chocolate. You like toe chocolate, bro?
No.
Tan lines.
Woo.
Do I look like I'm wearing white socks? Yes, I do. Because I have crazy tan lines from work. Look at my watch.
Oh, yeah. The watch.
Isn't really there. I know you can't see it. Only those of us who are sitting at the table can see it. But still.
This is radio.
Yes, I know.
It's not good radio, but it's radio.
It's podcast.
It's not even radio. We can't even do bad radio. We're trying. We're getting there.
But it's getting crazy tan lines from work.
What's your word, Ryan? Come on.
My next word is bandito.
Bandito.
That's funny. That's my next word, too.
Just because Sherry, why are you laughing like that?
Just because it, you know what? It's a fun word to say.
I'm like, I don't know any of his words.
It's bandito. I don't know. Spanish bandits? Yeah. I was just saying to myself, bandito.
Okay.
Are
so
you
it's just
the Frito
word
bandito?
Of bandito.
I'm bandito.
So it could be a name or an expression.
So
like, bandito!
El jefe?
And you're bandito.
I'm bandito. We should join forces.
It's fitting. It does make sense that you would be bandito.
Why?
Because it just sounds evil.
I'm bandito.
Bandito.
Okay, all right,
well,
that's my word.
I just... radio, but my next word is a visual as well, but I'll have to show it to you. Giraffe.
Aww.
Giraffe.
Got this little look at that
keychain today with the big eyes.
So cute.
That is cool. Is that a Beanie Baby?
Yes, it's a TY. It's a Beanie Baby. And it's got big eyes.
What big eyes you have.
Big eyes.
Very nice.
I like big just eyes.
Caught my attention, so yeah. I had to buy it.
You like big guys?
I like big guys.
Big guys!
I like big guys that can cuddle.
Big guys. Fingers.
With fat fingers and...
and Vaseline.
Vaseline and...
and brush.
Cigar breath.
Alright.
Just stubble so I can rub against it and get all chafed.
Big guys. That's his next word, huh?
Potpourri.
Nice! What?
Potpourri.
Potpourri.
What, did I say it wrong?
I think you said it wrong the first time.
All right. Well, I'm not repeating it, so I picked that.
Okay.
Because we have that in our bathroom.
No, we don't.
At Christmas time.
Okay.
It's just weird. I mean, isn't it a weird thing, potpourri? Like, you just—it's like this box of like I don't know,
dried stuff,
dried flowers and stuff. It's like, what is that?
Because it smells good.
Yeah, but so do other things. I mean, you can get like a nice can of Lysol that smells nice.
But they're all pretty.
I don't know. This is this thing about like things that are for show and things that smell
potpourri.
Good. And like, you know, a candle here and there is nice, but like, you know, I don't know. Then you got candles that you don't light.
Like, I had a friend growing up that used, instead of like air freshener, he used to spray Rite Aid.
Rite Aid?
He used to spray Rite Guard.
Rite Guard.
I'm sure he didn't spray Walgreens.
He sprayed Walgreens all over the place.
He used to spray. I heard still he got taken over.
He used to spray Rite Guard. So whenever you go into, whenever I, but to this day I smell Rite Guard. Not that I smell Rite Guard a lot, but
except when you go to your proctologist.
Yeah, when I go to my proctologist.
Proctology.
You didn't say because you're
doing.
You
know what? Scared when I say it.
My next word is fitting for you right now.
My Rite Aid, Rite Guard.
What the hell?
Right guard. He used to spray right guard in his bedroom. So now when I smell right guard, I think of my friend growing up.
Maybe he bought it at Rite Aid.
Maybe.
Or buy right.
Buy right.
Right guard.
Yeah, you're having trouble saying that.
I can't tell.
Right?
Maybe you had a little bit of my number five word, but we'll get back to that later.
Wait a minute. Okay, I skipped over. Wait a minute. What's your word?
No, it's not my turn, is it?
Yeah, she did potpourri, and I went to my Rite Aid speech, which didn't pan out quite too well.
Right on.
Well, my fourth word is kookaburra.
Ooh.
Because we have two kookaburras at work. And I got to work with them today. I had to clean the cage and put bamboo in there. I can make a kookaburra sound.
Go for it.
They're called laughing kookaburras and they go like this. Like that.
Very cool.
What's your word?
Animal crackers.
Nice.
Because I was thinking of them the other day because I wanted one.
Because
they have a very distinct... No one can eat just one. You have to carry around that whole little purse they give you.
The Barnum & Bailey.
The Barnum & Bailey purse. You get a little strap-on.
It's cool.
Thing. You get a strap-on with your animal crackers.
Did we have to burst into song?
That's my fifth. You took my fifth word, bestiality.
Damn. Perhaps we shouldn't have the windows open.
That's great.
We're all gonna get arrested.
Great. The lemonade stand.
You spend the night in jail.
Sherry's word.
Not the one with my animal crackers.
You're done. Sherry's word.
No, I want to know. Tell
no, me. I was just coming a purse.
The man purse.
The little...
the merce.
Why don't they make a purse out of... I'm going to make that. That would sell money.
What?
I bet you they do.
An animal cracker purse. Because it comes in a purse.
I guarantee you they do.
I've never seen it. That was like my other... Hang on a second.
Like, go on Amazon or something. Yeah.
That was my other idea. I had this great idea. I was going to make $1 million. I love the smell of suntan lotion.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you know what? And I was at work today. And I'm like, you know what? Because I used to spray it on myself. I love suntan lotion. You know, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make cologne out of this. This would sell a ton of suntan lotion. Who doesn't like suntan lotion? And then a friend of mine pointed out that, why don't you just wear suntan lotion? And that kind of winter, brought my idea down. Though. Oh, look at that.
The winter months.
See? Animal cracker purse.
Check it out.
They also have purses that look like Chinese food boxes. Mm-hmm. Which yeah. I thought that was a pretty good idea.
That's a good idea. Yeah, so my suntan lotion.
Could be for the winter months.
But you could just wear suntan lotion. Like, you're not going to pay $40 for a bottle of Mallory suntan lotion. Mm. I mean, a cologne.
Rite Aid
brand suntan cologne. You're just going to buy Copper Tone and for $4 and put it on and smell yourself.
Is that the one with the dog and the girl's butt? That's the good one.
That's the best one.
Yeah.
I love suntan lotion. I love suntan lotion. I like gasoline.
Oh, I like gasoline too.
I can smell gas.
Really? Yeah.
I love, that's we all know I love Dittos.
Ditto. Oh, yeah. I like skunk. I don't know why.
I saw a skunk the other day. I was walking outside.
I just didn't mind the smell of it.
And he looked at me. I looked at him. We went our separate ways.
Very sad.
Well.
You didn't introduce?
I didn't want to spend too much time with him.
Q Journey.
Fly by night.
Q Journey, the band?
Yeah, we went our separate ways.
Oh. Wow, I didn't get that. And you, that's what you were humming?
Yeah.
So hum it again.
At separate ways?
Can you please? Do you know the bass part?
I got a second.
You know the bass. Oh, yeah, right.
You can't hum Journey songs, so I have to learn that.
Hey, I was a little late.
Okay, do faithfully. Okay, do faithfully.
No, I only do that one. You can catch
no,
my act.
No, you don't.
Next week, catch my act.
Wait, please hum faithfully again. I mean, hum the first separate ways.
Right.
Sounded like the Twilight Zone theme. The place far away.
Alright. Sherry's word.
Right, it was this 80s band.
My next word is vampire. Because I had to catch up on all the True Bloods this week. I'm only two episodes away.
What is True Blood? I am not.
It's an HBO
the
series.
Pop lexicon.
It's got Suki and Bill, and it's a very graphic vampire story.
Yeah, I don't know, but I know vampires are very big now.
Yeah.
Twilight, right?
Yeah, they have another one on TV, regular TV.
Twilight is huge.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
Briar, are you a Twihard?
No.
I'm on Team Jacob. I don't know what that means, but I have a shirt.
No,
of course not. If that would be great. I should just walk around with a Team Jake. Can I wear one on stage?
Sure.
And just get arrested for being a pedophile? Because I have to be at this point. It's amazing how they have these Twilight moms that are just, oh my God, Team Jacob. If a guy ever was just like, oh, that 16-year-old girl, and walk around and I go, ooh, look at me with the shirt. And he should be arrested. But the girls can get away with it. He's so cute. If a guy's like, oh, Britney Spears, she's so cute when she was 16. Locked up. Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Wow,
meanwhile, these twihard moms are just drooling over these, you know, prepubescent vampires.
Wow.
Jacob's a werewolf.
Am I on the werewolf team?
Yeah.
I'm on Team Jacob.
How do you even know there is...
I don't know, but it's...
Because it's part of
people, I hear, I'm on team this, I'm on team that.
So
I was on Boiling Springs when I was in Little League. That's the team I was on. Boiling Springs Bank. I was number 13. I was
Why
the catcher.
Why am I not surprised?
That's my favorite number. 13. Yeah. I was the catcher. Make your own sexual joke out of it.
No, I'm not. I'm just... My favorite number is... You want to guess?
7.
No?
That's mine.
Yours is 7?
Yes.
What's your favorite number?
9.
Oh,
number 9.
God, number 9. Number 9.
Not because of the Beatles.
But because of?
Because of
baseball player.
Greg Nettles.
Yes.
Thank you.
Third base.
All right.
Third base. Greg Nettles, third base.
Third base, yeah. And Elise's is?
I have one. Two. Two favorite
You can't
numbers.
Have two favorite numbers.
I have two of them, and they're equally favorite.
I had a little toy when I was a kid. Remember that barn? And then you'd open up the barn and go, bleh.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah. And then on the top it had a little, and that's where you kept the pigs.
The Fisher Price.
It was a Fisher Price thing. That's where you put all the animals up top. It had like a little barn. Like a, not a barn. Like a.
That's the hayloft.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you put the birds in there. And then you'd open the door and go, meh. Brr. It had like a spring on it. Like a little... Meh. See?
You can do that.
Mobster Fisher Price. Meh.
I can't believe that for hours, but I just tell you, mer.
It's all at the flea market. I'm just like, mer, mer, and everybody's like, oh, I have one of those. And then it comes, if you find it with the silo, oh, you're in business. That's where you used to keep everything. You used to come with a silo, and you used to keep all your animals in there, and the cover was the bottom. And then you turn it over and dump out all your pigs and cows and horses, and you'd play. And then you put it back in the silo, and they got separated a lot.
The silo and the barn, you
mean? Yeah. So, but if you find them both together with the fence and the horse and the people,
score.
Get it.
Score. Yeah. I'd buy that.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching. I would play with that ad nauseum. Mer. It's great. All
right.
Where's my thing, by the way?
It's in the
Glass
room.
Doctor.
All right.
Bri.
Oh, let's see, somebody has something. All right.
Sort of like that.
There it is.
But you need the myrrh.
I tried. I put it on cow, but it's...
Cow. Oh, there's cow.
That's a sick cow.
Whoa.
That's like
the dying cow says.
Oh, my God.
When Brian has his prostate
yeah, this is,
exam.
This is Brian at the prostate exam. Brian at the prostate exam.
Oh, man.
Hey, this is me at the prostate exam. Uh-oh.
This is a horse.
Yeah, kind of like that.
That pretty much nails it. All right, I think we've pretty much... Oh, wait a minute. Here we go. This is the last one. This is me at my prostate exam.
The rooster says...
That's me running out.
That's sickly, this thing.
I know.
That is old.
See and say. The games really sucked when we were kids.
You kept it all these years?
No, it was actually Brian's.
And Blip. Remember Blip?
Blip?
Blip, 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 Blip. It was the dumbest game in the world. It was a handheld game. You play with the other person like this. It was a tennis game. And it was a little dot. We'd go...
Like electronic?
Yeah, and then you had three choices. And the dot would come towards you, and then it would go to either to the left, to the center, or to the right. And then you'd have to hit the button real quick, and then it would bounce back.
It sounds kind of like a combination of air hockey and pinball.
Yeah, or pong or something.
It was, it was horrible. But I want one.
Okay.
I want Blip and Merlin. I'll take Merlin.
Oh, Chrissy and I had, well, it was really Chrissy's, but we had Merlin.
Merlin's good.
Yeah, that red thing. It looks like a phone, sort of.
Or Einstein.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's Merlin was cool.
Merlin was
cool.
Yeah, it looked like a phone. Like a big red.
Red
looked like an early cell phone.
Yeah.
That would be cool. Just walk around with a Merlin.
Huh.
Hello? Yeah, it's me. Yeah, Merlin, what do you want? And see who gets the joke. And I'm going to hang it from my belt and use it as a cell phone. Do they make that? Can they turn a Merlin into a cell phone?
Sure.
Because I would
take
buy that.
Take everything out and put a cell phone in the casing.
Yeah.
I want that. That's my new invention. What have I invented so far? The Merlin cell phone, the suntan lotion cologne, which... You can conveniently get at any right guard.
Oh, the proctologist screen.
It patented that one.
All right, can Alicia tell you her two favorite numbers?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Back to the numbers.
Numbers. Go.
And why? 4 and 7.
4? Big Babe Ruth fan?
Not together.
But of course, he was number 3.
And
I'm
and 7. Yeah, 4 and 7.
Big Lou Gehrig fan?
No.
Big Lou Gehrig fan, are you?
No, big ALS fan.
You big Lou Gehrig disease fan. It's nice.
No, I have no idea why. I just like both of those numbers, 4 and 7. And by the way, 4 is female. 7, I think, is male. Because numbers have genders.
By the
not
looks
all
of them?
Not, no. Not all. 2 is male, 3 is female, 4 is female, 5, 6, 7, and 8 are male. 9 is female. That's as far as I go.
Wait a minute.
And who decided?
Did you make this up?
It just is.
1?
I don't know about 1.
1 is the
asexual.
Loneliest number.
Asexual.
Asexual.
1 is the loneliest number.
2?
Well,
male.
It could be as sad as 1. It's just lonely number since number 1.
Bisexual.
Bump, 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 bump. Or wait, how do you do it, Brian? Do your separate ways again,
please.
What the hell was that?
It's separate ways.
No, it's not.
3 and 4 are female.
No, five is male.
5, 6, 7, and 8 are all male.
6 is...
No, nah. 5, 6, 7, 8 are male.
8
yes,
is
female. Yep. Look, 5, 6, 7, and 8 are male. 9 is female.
I just want to know who created that. Did you create that?
No, the universe did.
When Neptune hit the planet...
the asteroid belt.
Out came female 6.
No, right. Male.
Male 6.
Right. What word are we on now?
Fifth.
Alicia's word, please.
My last word?
Was it?
I didn't do my last word.
Okay, you do
okay,
your
then
word.
You go.
Yeah, she did vampire.
Because you went first.
Excuse me.
You are going to live? You going to live?
I need to.
Go.
Because it's a when, is it? It's a day after Wednesday.
I made it. I made it through another. I was a little worried, but it's Thursday. I almost sent out an email today.
Can you die on a Thursday?
I could. It just wouldn't ruin your weekend. All you'd right. still have Friday night to celebrate. And then you'd feel compelled to go to the...
Saturday and Sunday.
So when you write my country song, it's kind of like about the ex-wife. Like, she has to go. Because she has to... She has to go. But, you know, that's how it...
I have a confession to make.
Go ahead.
I kind of wrote a country song.
Oh, good. About my...
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, it just came out. The day that we wrote the emails. When you said, hello, I'm here.
Well, send me it.
Wow.
I can't. I'd have to sing it, unfortunately.
Sing it!
You want to sing it on the radio
Sing it on
show,
the radio show.
You don't have to sing it on the radio show.
What's it called? I hope it die on a Wednesday.
If he dies on a Wednesday.
Oh, wow. Perfect. This is great.
Wait, I know how it goes. No.
That's what that is, Batman.
Yeah.
Batman.
No.
Pow, biff.
Poof, poof, pow, poof. Journey. Poof, pow. Steve Perry. Poof, pow. I don't know any other members. Poof, pow.
All right, well, I'm going to sing it.
Neil Sean.
Sure.
Poof, pow. I got another one.
The little washtub bass.
Jonathan Cain. Boom,
boom. Okay, wait. We're doing this country song coming. Go.
Is that a good key for you?
Boom, sure. Right. Boom, boom, boom,
if he died on a Wednesday, he'll surely die on a Wednesday. That don't mean my weekend's blowing, cause to that wake I won't be showing. And if he dies, it won't affect me. The weather's fine.
This is good.
I'll go on happy, just make it snappy before the cold of February.
Right. The very, very first version of If He Dies on a Wednesday. Apparently, it's not going to affect this person.
Wow, I like that.
She went another way with it.
Yeah.
Then you could write write the dead guy song, the rebuttal. Oh, you bitch! You fucking bitch! You didn't come.
Such a witch.
That's why I killed you.
That's very good. I didn't do a good job on your bass, your washtub.
Oh, well, what else is new?
Hi-yo! Very good. That's very good.
Very good.
It just came out.
Normally,
I was singing.
That's fine. Normally, Brian will have these ideas like, oh, you guys should do a song about this, whatever. We'll be like, yeah.
And that's it.
Cricket. Don't give away our secrets.
Cricket.
I know what happens when I leave the room. Enough with Brian's
Can you
crap.
Believe he suggested that? Forget that. We're going to write our own.
It was crazy enough, and it just...
All right, good. I like it. Keep going with it.
I have a whole story behind it, too. So.
Nice.
Wow.
No verses.
Will we hear the next verse next time, maybe?
Yeah.
Keep them coming.
All right. We'll have to work on some instrumentation, I think.
I would think, boom, boom, boom.
Probably.
Cut it.
But, you know, maybe with a real bass, you know.
Yeah.
And a real bass player.
Yeah, we need a real bass player for that.
All right. My last word. Scotch.
Scotch. Scotch.
Yeah. And I suggested it here that maybe because... The way that you're pronouncing right guard and right way and whatever, like maybe you hit the scotch a little
no,
too hard.
No. I don't drink scotch.
Okay.
I like gin. Gin is good. Gin and tonic is good.
Okay.
Makes me sick, though.
Well, scotch is like...
What?
Like zinc?
Yeah, like zinc. But okay. It's more fun. I have more fun than I throw up. Zinc, I just throw up. I should have picked zinc.
Should have. At least your word.
You're not going to like it.
Go ahead.
Sheath.
Okay.
Set off.
When...
Hang on, let me get my horse sound effect.
Oh, you're so good!
I know.
How do you know?
This is a horse.
And this is a horse story. Get ready.
How did you know?
Where else are you going to wear... What are you going to use the word sheath?
When male horses are gelded, they don't produce, like, certain oils and stuff that would naturally keep them clean in places. So people have to clean things for them. And I walked up the hill today to see my coworker Julia with a glove up to here.
Oh, no.
And then another... Oh, no, she had done this the other day, too, so I know all that. Anyway, another glove up to here. Dante, the 2,300-pound Belgian draft horse, sedated, still standing. He wasn't fully out. But sedated, and poor Julia, I didn't know a person's arm could go so far up into a male horse.
That sounds like my proctologist exam. I didn't know Dr. Blomfingers can go touch my tonsils. I think he took my tonsils out. Maybe I don't have my tonsils. Why don't you take the appendix out while you're there?
You know how a horse's thing comes out and goes in? Like, his was in, and trust me, it's huge. But his was in, so I didn't know where her arm went. It was... Seriously, like, if it was out, then I could understand it would have a place to go. But it was up in there, so where did her arm go?
And what's this process called?
Just cleaning his weenie.
Masturbation. Oh, sorry, cleaning his weenie.
Yeah, and so she had to clean it. And it was nasty.
Mm.
That's it.
What was your word?
Wait, what?
Sheath.
And that is?
It's called... They call it, for lack of a more disgusting phrase, cleaning the sheath. Because that's, like, what it kind of goes up into. Sheath.
Gonna go home and clean the sheath. Helps me sleep.
Alright, what's your word, Bri?
Wow.
My last word is Magic Light ESP. That's really my car.
Okay, that's quite a few words.
Wait.
That's a noun.
What is it?
It is a noun. It's Magic Light ESP. That's really my car. Now, if you could figure out the story behind that, I'll give you $100.
That's the name of your car?
Magic Light ESP. That's really my car.
Your car turns on its headlights when it knows that you're coming towards it.
Wrong.
But it was a good guess.
It was close. Has to deal with something akin to that.
Akin.
Magic Light ESP, that's really my car.
Oh, your car turns off the street lights?
There we go.
Yep.
She's got it. It actually turns them on.
They're on.
There's this one street light I pass by, and at least once or twice a week, because people are wackos, and they, oh my God, I turn lights on.
Yeah.
So once or twice a week, I pass by the same light, and it's barely on, and I drive past it, and it goes right on. Okay.
Well, at least
so
you think turn something on.
Exactly. So then, so you think to yourself, am I magic? Can I turn the light on? So then you pass by it the next day, and it's flickering, and you concentrate on it. And I point my finger at it.
And
it goes on. And I slow down, and it's bang, and it goes on. And I say, people think, and then I realize I have this car that's generating electricity. That's probably the car. Don't you think it's a car?
Well, you generate electricity.
Yeah, I know, but a generator and an alternator in a car generates more electricity.
Yeah.
People think it's them. It's my... See? It's the car. It's the car. So that's my ESP. What did I call it? I called it Magic Light ESP. That's really my car. Exactly. Because that's exactly what it is. It's just my car. It's my Hyundai.
So is the word just my car or the whole thing?
No, it's my magic. That's Magic Light ESP. That's my car.
Really my car.
That's really my car. But that's my car.
That's my car.
That's my car. Hey.
Oh, my God. I think we're going to have to all keep our own words.
Yeah, you're breaking the rules.
I'm not breaking the rules. That is a noun. It's called Magic Light ESP. That's
my car.
That's
really my car.
I like just my car.
No, I like
Magic Light ESP. That's really my car.
Yeah, I like
that. All right. Let's hear Sherry's last word.
Sherry, what are your last words?
My last words is chest pain. It is, seriously. Chest pain.
Why?
Because one of my coworkers had it twice this week. She had to go to the hospital, and it really turned out to be bronchitis. So, but still, she was very, very scared because I had her hooked up to all these kind of machines and, you know, running all the tests. They didn't know what it was. And she had some nightmare stories, but I won't tell them. But,
all right.
All right. So we have all our words.
Yeah. After your last word, Brian, I think I'd rather keep my words than
true. No, you, why? You don't want mine?
Well, the magic car ESP thing is weird.
It's not weird.
All right, fine. I'll switch with you.
No, I ain't taking your.
I want. Your I purposely boring want. Word. I want you to have these words.
All but two. Forget it.
All right.
I can't even say.
I have four in a row here.
Just hand them out randomly to people.
Yeah.
And don't look.
Yeah, Alicia, but he's gonna choose.
No.
Let's make this fun. Hang on a second.
I got them in order.
No. Shuffle them under the table.
Okay.
Close your eyes and hand them to people.
Well, I can't because one's little. Like I know by
and
feel
one is
of
folded.
It. And one's folded, but it's okay because I put them in a specific order on my knee. Somebody needs to pick a number between 1 and 4.
Oh, good. So I might get mine back.
Well, we
you
know
might
what
get
Elise
two.
Is gonna pick.
Give me 2.
Yeah, 4.
You picked. Two.
I did not get mine back.
You picked 4. And
I
Sherry, you gotta pick
1.
You pick 1. All right,
you go. Oh boy.
All right.
Ha ha.
Did you get yours back?
Nope.
No, everybody got different.
I
ones.
Got yours.
Oh, I got the magic light ESP thing.
Damn right.
Darn.
All right, now you start.
And Harper Valley PTA.
Yes, you do. And it starts with...
Oh, I didn't want yours.
You start, Brian.
All right, well, I need the words.
There's
right.
Your words.
Okay, and where are we going? Are we going clockwise or counterclockwise?
Clockwise.
Oh, now it's all out of order. Okay, I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay.
I have to do the wrap up at the end, so I have to remember.
I was very thirsty today. Today I was craving lemonade, so I decided to go to the store.
The store was called.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Again, please. Do it right this time.
What? Oh, I was very thirsty today. I was craving lemonade. Cha-ching!
Thank you.
All right.
So I decided to go to the store down the street.
Okay.
The store down the street was very fancy schmancy, had a very high opinion of themselves, and named themselves the Chateau. Cha-ching!
So I went into the store called the Chateau to buy lemonade, and I bought a bass speaker instead. Why? I don't know, because you can't drink it. Cha-ching!
So after this impulse buy, I decided to take my bass speaker to my basement at home. And I really wanted to piss off the neighbors because we've just been having neighbor wars for the last 2 weeks. So I took my belt, cha-ching, and strapped it up to the window as high as I could so that it could be close to the neighbor's window.
So by using that belt, I was able to put the bass speaker right hanging out of the window, and I blasted Harper Valley PTA. Cha-ching, like you've never heard it before. And I saw the neighbors, light come on, the kids ran out of the house.
That music was so loud, you could hear it all the way on Neptune. Cha-ching.
Nice.
So the neighbors ran out of the house, ran into the basement, and proceeded to shoot the person with the sawed-off shotgun. Now there's a dead body in the basement.
What person is that?
The person I guess it's me. They shot me because I had my bass speaker on high singing Harper Valley PTA out the window. So now I'm dead. But now it's a murder mystery. This is great. All right, it's a murder mystery.
Do we change the tense of who's speaking the story? Or
well, now the ghost is speaking. So now, okay, yeah, that's good. Okay, so that's perfect. So then they shot me dead. So now I'm a ghost. And now I went, you know, I said, okay, now they shot me. I'm going to go haunt them. So I proceeded to...
go over to where they went back home. And I thought I would try out my new ghostly powers. And I tried to take a bite, cha-ching, out of his ankles, but to my avail,
he was the great Bandito, cha-ching, that couldn't be hurt by even a ghost bite.
So the Great Bandito can't be hurt by a ghost. I like it.
So,
mm-hmm.
I had to think of another way to get my revenge.
And I knew that he was allergic to chocolate. Cha-ching. So,
all right.
Chirp, 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 chirp. Cricket.
All right. The Great Bandito was allergic to chocolate. So the ghost bite didn't hurt him. But we knew he was allergic to chocolate. So I went to the... I went back to the chateau and I bought a chocolate giraffe. Cha-ching. Hoping he liked... Yes.
How does a ghost bite?
And where did I sell chocolate giraffes?
With... Buys it with...
He just... Stole it?
Money? He buys it with... What does he buy it with?
I don't know.
He just waltzes in and takes it. He's a ghost.
It's you.
It's me. I went in... Okay. I went into the chateau, and I just grabbed the chocolate giraffe. Cha-ching.
He didn't even buy it.
Well, the automatic door didn't open for me. I had to wait for somebody to walk through. Then I went through. I slid right into the Easter aisle.
Can't you just go right through the door?
No, not those doors. You gotta wait. You gotta wait. And then I had to wait for
your ass free.
Yeah. This chocolate. That's the only time they sell chocolate in animal form. Chocolate bunnies at the chateau. Yeah, they're too highbrow to sell chocolate Easter bunnies.
They have giraffes.
They have giraffes.
All right, so.
Yeah, so I went and I bought a chocolate giraffe. And I floated back out of the store, and I went back to the house and proceeded to shove it down the guy's throat because he was allergic to chocolate, so I hear. And then...
Okay. So then... Oh, God. Oh, dear. I've screwed you, haven't I?
Yes.
So, after the chocolate was shoved down his throat, he started convulsing. And he ran out. I don't know. I need help on this one.
10 lines.
Wow.
So he ran outside, and being that it was so bright out, he was able to notice his tan lines on his ankle. Cha-ching! I'm stumped.
All right.
Sorry, Brian.
Upon noticing that, he realized that there's only one cure to this chocolate mess that he's in, and that would be to swallow something else. So he grabbed the closest thing next to him, which was a box of animal crackers. Cha-ching!
That's it. So, what he didn't realize, though, was that the animal crackers had already been eaten, and his wife was using the box for... to store her potpourri, cha-ching, in. So he just ate a bunch of potpourri instead of animal crackers.
So the animal crackers were the antidote to the chocolate giraffe.
Apparently.
But the potpourri does nothing. Right. Think potpourri does anything for chocolate giraffes? I don't think so. So he died.
Uh-oh.
So the revenge was... The circle came around. Oh. The circle was complete. The ghost killed the guy. But...
But there's two ghosts now.
But now... They buried him.
Who?
The neighbor. The dead neighbor who ate chocolate giraffe. And he... One day he rose out of the ground because he was a vampire. Cha-ching. And then... Oh, I'm not done. Then the vampire decided to go to the ghost's house where the speaker was.
You are the ghost.
I know. my house where the speaker was and proceeded to turn back on Harper Valley PTA just as a ha-ha, I got you, now you're dead, I'm dead too kind of situation.
Okay.
Cha-ching.
So after doing that, the vampire decided he was very hungry after a very long ordeal. And the only thing closest to him was a kookaburra up in the tree. Cha-ching!
So he realized that that's not going to really fill him up. So he decided to drive down the street.
Yeah.
At that moment, a light came on. A street light.
Could you be a little more original? Mr. Literal.
So, the vampire neighbor said, my gosh. It's as though I have a magical light ESP that's really my car. So then he proceeded to drive the car off the cliff to rid the world of himself. Cha-ching.
Wait, who is this?
The neighbor.
Vampire.
Right.
He just killed himself. Again. He's a vampire. Apparently he drove onto a wooden spike.
Yeah, exactly. That's not going to kill a vampire. He drove into
sea of garlic. I don't know. What else kills vampire? I can't... Oh, and I... What could kill... Oh, forget it. Forget it.
Vampires?
Vampires. Vampires don't like garlic.
Wait, I think Brian has had a little too much scotch tonight.
So, the ghost who had too much scotch and he can't talk, which is me, having killed the vampire twice, I killed him once.
He actually
then he killed himself.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know. Because he turned a light on in his car and then he decided, well, vampire death isn't worth living, which isn't really living.
Dying.
So he's dying. Is he alive now?
Dead.
Again.
Yeah.
He's dead again. I have chest pain. I just have chest pain. This story gives me chest pain. Cha-ching! Look at me in the hospital. He's having chest pain.
I'm just going to go clean the sheet.
Oh, wait. The story's not over.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. No, hang on a second. Let me... Okay. So now I'm the ghost, and for some reason, as soon as the vampire died again, I had a sudden chest pain. Cha-ching.
And after all that, I decided I had nothing better to do, so I got on a pair of gloves and went and cleaned the sheets.
Hey!
Amen.
So that at the end, the ghost with the chest pains, which is me, having killed a vampire twice, decided to go clean the horse's sheath.
Yes. But the vampire killed himself the second time. It was suicide.
Yeah, but that's because the light came on.
Right. You want to sum up this story?
No. I couldn't begin to sum up this story. I wouldn't know where to start. I don't even really know where it started. It started... Let me think. Don't tell me.
I just worry.
Don't tell me. Brian went first, and he had somebody's words. Hang on a second. Damn. He went to the Chateau store. Hang on a second. He went to the Chateau store. Because that's... Wait a minute. Chateau was second. What was first?
You need to know. You want to know?
You want to know whose words he had?
Third.
Yeah, whose words did he have?
Yours, you dope!
Oh! He wanted lemonade. So
lemonade.
He went to the Chateau. And then instead of buying lemonade, he bought a bass speaker, which he went to his house and went into the basement and tied it up to the window with a belt and then proceeded to blast Harper Valley PTA to the neighbor. Okay? And the neighbor came over. Ah, oh, that's you. What'd the neighbor do? I mean, I know what he did eventually. What did he do? The neighbor...
No.
Wait a minute.
It was so loud.
It was so loud, he thought he heard it in Neptune.
Well, okay.
It's close enough. It could be heard in Neptune. So he went over and took the short-off shotgun and shot short off shot. I still can't talk, and proceeded to shoot me, and now I'm dead. And then I said, hey, I said, sit on it, hey. Then I went to go haunt him, and then I went to go haunt him, and as I was biting his ankle, he saw his tan line for some reason.
No.
I'm early.
You couldn't hurt him because...
I couldn't hurt him because...
You were a ghost.
I was a ghost.
And he was the great...
Oh, Bandito! Oh, I forgot. Yeah. Ghosts don't hurt the great Bandito. I forgot he was the great Bandito. Oh, my God.
He turned into a vampire. Vampire Bandito.
Okay, so then he became a vampire. No... I couldn't hurt him. The only thing that hurt him was chocolate.
Because he had an allergy.
So he went to the chateau to buy chocolate.
You did. You went.
I went to buy chocolate. A chocolate giraffe.
But you couldn't get into the doors.
I couldn't get into the door. I had to wait until somebody came in because apparently Casper can't go through the door. Then I bought the chocolate. I came back and shoved it down his throat. Okay? Then after I shoved it down his throat, Then he saw his tan. He went outside. He went running outside. Oh, my God. I need an antidote to the chocolate giraffe. Oh, wow. I have tan lines. So then he reached for the animal crackers.
The antidote.
The antidote, which is the antidote to chocolate giraffe.
They keep him outside.
But there's a problem. Because instead of the animal crackers, he mistakenly grabbed potpourri.
No.
They look exactly the same.
No. His wife potpourri in the animal cracker box.
Mrs. Bandito, instead, she ate all the animal. She great Bandito, Mrs. Knee.
I like that.
Knee? Knee. That's what they do in like obituaries. Knee. Knee. When they used to be. Knee.
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 Say.
So, wait a minute. All right, so wait a minute.
And that's
so
why that you shouldn't change your name.
Mrs. Bandito ate all the animal crackers and decided to put potpourri in the animal cracker box. So he thought he was eating the antidote, but he was eating the potpourri. Okay? So then he died, and then they buried him. But then he came back to life as a vampire. And then he went back over to the guy's house. And he was hungry. So he looked up in a tree and saw a kookaburra.
Apparently,
he did not want to eat the kookaburra. So he decided to jump in a car for some reason and drive down the street, Mr. Original, and drove by a light. And the light came on, and he said, "Well, that's not really ESP. That's my light turning on ESP. That's really my car." And well, magical. As a vampire, life's not worth living. So he drove off a cliff, and then to his death.
To his death.
And then you, then I
drank.
Then I drank. Oh, yeah, no. I felt the pain. No. I drank scotch for some reason. Me, I'm out of myself.
I literally
drank scotch. This is me, Brian, talking. I'm completely out of the story. And because I can't talk. But then my ghost had chest pains as soon as the vampire died. Ooh, very scary. And then because that all happened, I decided to go clean the horse's sheath.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.